Odds Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. We've done all the work for you. All you have to do is push play. And I've gone to this one like, 8,000 times since this group was put together, but I trust these men with my musical tastes. Today we're talking about men I trust. And the way it appears on the sheet doesn't go the way I remember it happening, but I'm going in order of the sheet, so I assume maybe Josh must have messaged me about, or maybe he signed Jamie up. I don't remember how it happened, but Josh, your name is first, so tell me about Men I Trust and why you wanted to come talk about Men I Trust today.
Well, Men I Trust are sort of on that dream pop arc I seem to have with a couple of my favorite bands, Beach House being one, Men I Trust another, and Crumb another band. Like they're all in the same sort of genre, but sort of very distinctive in their own way. I don't remember how I got Jammo into the band, but you know, we're generally looking out for deprogrammed bands these days. We ended up seeing them early in the year in Melbourne. And they'll look better than I thought they would be live. They've obviously got their distinctive sound on record, but like, you know, a lot of synths, and it's, you know, it's, and something I will say later is that they're very like good arrangers. Everything seems to be in its right place, and that doesn't always necessarily translate to live performances. But they perform really well live, and I suppose I'm like, yeah, I should put them down then.
And that brings us to you, Jamie. I can't say you jumped on. I think Josh signed you up. But the minute this got put together, you immediately started saying, hey, we're missing songs. We'll get into that in a minute. But tell me about Men I Trust and why you feel like you wanted to be here to talk about them.
Well, I think I got into them because Josh was like, oh, there's a gig that's coming up in Melbourne. And are you keen to go to it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I'm pretty sure this was one of those bands where I had listened to them a little bit before and then rocked up or just came in completely fresh. But yeah, their dream poppy sound and vocals and the way that their songs just glide through. They're a very easy listening band and they're very good to have on in the background, especially if you just want to like get stuff done but have some sort of nice dreaminess around you as you do it.
It's dreamy. That was kind of one of the words that I kept coming back to as I was listening. And actually, again, you know, God, man, broken record. But it some people are just listening to this episode. Some people don't listen to every episode. But as I'm listening beforehand, that is the word that keeps coming back to mind, dreamy. Like I feel like I'm in a dream state. And you know, this is a band I couldn't tell you from Adam. Like before we put this together, I didn't know anything about them. And a funny, I don't know that it's all that funny, but they were here we're recording at the end of December. They were here in November, and I should have gone. In hindsight, especially now that you've given them, you know, the thumbs up, I noticed that they were coming and I messaged the group and Josh was like, you should go. And November 14th came and went. Like it felt like, I hope you guys could hear that because I definitely popped my mic for that. But I feel like it was a mistake because I feel like kind of you mentioned, Josh, like it feels like it works on album, but it could be tricky live, but also tricky enough that I'd kind of want to go see it, like see how they do it. So
yeah, it is actually kind of funny that they have an album called the Untourable Album.
That was
for the reason that they reckon they couldn't play it live, but then when we saw them live, that was where majority of their tracks came from. So
no, like that was the first thing I thought of when Josh said that they were good. Was I was like, even Untourable Album? Because, yeah. And you know, well,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, the thing that came clear after seeing them live is just they're all really good musicians. And I suppose it made me respect their songwriting and as I said, arrangement as well, because you always got the feeling that they've got more licks or riffs or whatever, you know, left in the shed. Like they're serving the songs with whatever they're playing. You know, particularly a song like Seven with that big like guitar solo at the end. You're like, you could just see that they were really good musicians, but they weren't necessarily, you know, showing off. And I'm like, I kind of respect bands that do that because, you know, it shows that they care about the song structures and they're all about suiting the song and not necessarily just showing, hey, look at how good I can play guitar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think some of my favorite songs from them as well are the ones which are more instrumental heavy. So as we'll get through on the list. Huh? Well, the ones which don't have vocals for, if at all, in some points. And
yeah.
I think it's because I can just really get into the music and just listening to it. And some of them I like for different reasons, whether they are slightly off-putting when you listen to them or off-putting maybe is not the best word, but, you know, like kind of... it makes you feel that little bit of discomfort where you go, oh, this is a bit weird and creepy, but, you know, you kind of dig it, so.
So let's dig into that some more then. This isn't, like, a massive discography, but as you're going through it, like, even recent, like, a couple days ago, Josh, you messaged me and you were like, hey, man, are you guys are doing the Beach Boys? I wish I would have signed up for that. That would have been easier. Talk to me about like how you came up with your 20. Did you have any kind of gameplay in mind?
I think I had a Men I Trust playlist, but it wasn't organized in any way. And from memory, it had about, you know, 30 odd songs. But narrowing it down is so difficult. And again, it goes back to how consistent they are. It's a strength and a weakness that they are really consistent and they sort of stick to their lane, because it means that not like a lot of songs are really good, but it's hard to find standouts. And I think I've said it before about other bands, Justin, sometimes it's good having a band that's a bit inconsistent for a game like To Program, because it makes the great songs really obvious mm-hmm. to pick out. And Beach Boys, I think, will be a band like that. Whereas Men I Trust, you know, the best songs like I really like, and I don't really dislike any of the songs. So when you're having to narrow stuff down, there's you put in these weird sort of criteria in your own head to try to narrow it. I know myself, a lot of their earlier stuff before they actually landed on their proper vocalist Emma, If I was choosing a song with another guest vocalist than her from later, I often chose her songs because that's when I think they sort of found their identity as a band. But those are the sort of little bits of criteria you put in just to try to somehow get it down to 20.
No, I love that, because I unknowingly, or at least not on purpose, kind of found myself in the same place. But so we put the group together, Jamie. You immediately said, hey, we're missing songs. And I'm pretty sure that was this band. And, I mean, we ended up finding, I think, some of them. But, like,
yeah.
as you're going through, what was your criteria, I guess? Like, how were you putting your 20 together?
I mean, because we were doing this at the same time we were doing Grizzly Bear.
That's right, yeah.
And... which was a while ago now, but this has just been on hold for so long. I did my normal get my list of songs and then try and rearrange and order them so to get my top 20. So I ended up having 32 songs out of all their songs that I put them in my shortlist. But then as soon as I had them in my shortlist, it was so hard to differentiate what was going to make the cut and what wasn't. I tried, I think what ended up helping me a bit was organizing them out of album play order, so that way I could hear them a bit more with their own merit. But even then, like, I was struggling 6 months ago, and then when I went to do another cut and double check of it a couple of days ago, I had songs that I had put at number 32, which went into my top 20 because I was like, why is this so low? No, I do want to have this on my list. So it's just, it's a bit everywhere. And honestly, their top 20 is not, will definitely not represent the top songs in general because they have so many more that just can't make the cut because they're all at such a high bar.
Mm-hmm. I want to echo something that Josh said, and I kind of like already alluded to, even just flat out said it. Like in the earlier albums, I found that, you know, you said her name was Emma. I did not know that. You know, I mean, I should be able to read, you would think, at 43, but, you know, huh. I just did not catch that. But I found myself gravitating towards her. And so later in the discography, I think it happened before Uncle Jazz, but Uncle Jazz is where like I locked in on them. And I was like, oh, this is what I like. And kind of to Jamie's point, like there's like more instrumental, a little less vocal. And then there's times where it's, you know, heavy vocal. And that is where I started having trouble. And I found a lot of trouble with Untourable as well, funnily enough. And then it's just, I want to say like, 37 is the number that keeps jumping out at me was my first pass. And then it becomes, you know, how do I trim it down? What, you know, how do I mix up like what I'm bringing? Is album representation important? I tried to keep out of my head what we were just talking about, like with Emma being the vocalist, but it stood out to me for a reason. So you also can't ignore that, right? So I think I ended up with a lot of her songs, you know, truth be told, or I guess is the point I'm getting at. That, you know, I'm not getting a vibe here. Like as far as like where we might be, I don't know if you're getting a vibe one way or the other, Josh, for the final say. How many do you think we're going to get through?
Oh,
right.
maybe two.
Two. I mean, it's low. It's low, but like, I also get that. Like, it's quite possible the three of us are all over the place. Especially, look, man, I'm gonna bring up Uncle Jazz a lot, but there's a lot of tracks just on that one record. So, what do you think, Jamie? Do you think we do better than two?
Honestly, because we both, because I definitely, am pretty light on the first few albums, and it sounds like we've got a similar approach across the board.
Okay.
I actually think we might potentially hit four.
Okay. Four is a good number.
Yeah.
I like the positivity there. All right. So now the question becomes, as usual, do I undercut Josh or do I go ultra positive over Jamie? Or do I split the difference?
Holy.
Right? Because there's one right there in between. You know what? I'm going to split the difference. I'll go three. Because unfortunately, five does feel like it might be too much. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on
it. If we do hit five, it'll be funny as.
Yes. Yes. All right, so we're going to take a quick pause, and when we come back, we're going to play the game. It's The Programmed. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through as much of the Men I Trust discography as we were able to cobble together and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given Men I Trust the time of day. And as I am often wont to do, I'm going to start right at the top. I feel like they did well to, after everything I said, I'm starting here. They did well to tell me what to expect right off the jump. A cycle.
Yeah, that's a good track.
A cycle. I don't believe I have that on my list.
All right. Okay.
That's an interesting one, Justin, because they actually did two versions of that track with probably two of their main vocalists. So obviously they had Emma on it, but they had a singer called Odile, who was on a lot of their early songs. And you can sort of, one's from 2014 and one's from 2021, and you can really hear the difference in their production style and even just the mood of the track from the two different vocalists. I'd say that Odile's more of an expressioned vocalist, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Whereas, Emma obviously has a sort of her braviness and a lot of her vocals. So it's interesting to hear the differences in those versions. I'd recommend for anyone to listen to them back to back just to hear that.
I'm also accepting both tracks here. Like when it comes down to it, we can choose which one. I specifically had the first one because they told me what to expect. That's why I went with that one. So, all right, yeah. Josh, you're up.
I think I'll just go straight out for my favorite and I Hope to Be Around.
Yep.
Okay. No. Nice. I do not have that one.
I won't hold it against you.
I don't want to say I had everything from Uncle Jazz because that's not true, but I definitely, I don't. There's a lot.
Everything but that track.
there's a lot from that one. I feel like I was making cuts as I went when I got to that one, because I liked a lot of them. So I was like, well, I can't keep them all. So
that was one of my ways to cut down songs as well. And it's such a big album. It's like 20 odd songs. Like, it's impossible.
Well, and that was the thing is, like, as I was going, I was like, wait, this is still Uncle Jazz? I was like, uh-oh. Let me, I think I got like 7 or 8 tracks in. I was like, I might have had the first 8. And I was like, all right, well, let me cut this to 4 before I listen to the rest of it.
this is still going. I've been listening for 4.5 hours.
But it gets 2, so that's all right. That you can't complain about that. All right, Jamie?
I think I will go with my top song as well, and that is O Dove.
Yeah, very groovy.
Yep, I got it. I got
nice.
Jeez, choosing 2 wasn't a good choice.
I mean, maybe. It's still early.
Well, but the thing is, I've been jaded from all these deprogrammed shows where I've gone too positive and, it hasn't worked out. I've got flashbacks and now I'm probably already in danger after 3 songs.
Have you won a final say yet?
I don't think so, but I think I've just been very persuasive and argumentative and perhaps gotten my way. But I don't think I've actually won it.
No, I believe you have won it once. It might have been for the Midnight Jugs when you were like, we were debating and you're like, I'm just going to go this one.
Yeah,
that's something I'd do. It'd be someone else's set and I'd be like, yeah, but we're going for this song. Just hoping that they take the bait and, just fake it till you make it, And then later you're like, oh, shit, that was actually my choice. And then Justin just probably let it happen because it was funny, he's just like, oh, these Australians, they're a weird lot.
Gotta love it. All right, look, I'll trot out some Uncle Jazz too. And how about Norton Commander?
Yeah, man, that was a good choice.
Oh, 22 on my list.
Oh, all right. I mean, again,
I think that was in about 6 months ago, and then in my latest cut, I took it out. So,
no, you know what? I'll take the 2. The fact that it was so close on yours, kind of suggests that it might slide in. Once we get there, all right, Josh.
I'm going to go for Serenade of Water. I think it's a really cool sort of trip hoppy song.
That's my 21.
Wow.
Ah, speeds.
And I can't
again,
see
that
you.
One was in and then I cut it out.
Ah, well, it is what it is, then you die.
Boy, oh boy. All right. Jamie?
I think I'll go for one that I really, really love, and I'm not too sure how many people will have it, but I just, when I hear this and every time I hear this, it stands out, and that's 5 a.m. Waltz.
Wow.
Oh, well, I think I was the only one doing a 5 a.m. Waltz last night, but unfortunately, no.
I can't save you either. Nope.
I just love how dark and moody it is.
Well, it depends what. Well, if you're in Brisbane, it's bright by 5 a.m. So I suppose it's reliant on time zones and daylight savings as well.
I'm pretty sure in Canada, 5 a.m. is probably always dark.
Oh yeah, they're Canadian, yes. Aren't they? Yeah.
Does the sun even go up in Canada? I don't know.
Depends on where.
Eventually.
Yeah, I gotta imagine.
They just play ice hockey all day. When people in Australia, adjusted for context. Like, everyone speaks very highly of going to Canada. Like, it's a place a lot of Australians go. And when people talk about, like, yeah, snow, and yeah, culture, but mainly going to the snow and snowboarding and going to ice hockey, like, everyone loves it.
Well,
and they're so polite.
I mean, hockey is, that's a real one. Like, they are definitely known, and being polite, that is definitely something Canada's known for.
I just like that difference. Like, they're known as being really polite, but they choose one of the most violent sports. Like, on the surface level, like they have times where they can just openly fight.
Yeah, man.
I'm
pretty sure they have a player whose specific job is to piss people off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Love it.
That's awesome.
I love hockey. My team is getting stomped right now, so let's not talk about hockey. It hurts my heart.
Like, literally getting stomped, like, you know, people stomping each other on the rink, or
it's possible. I wouldn't know. I'm not watching it, so I'd rather be doing this right now. So,
smart choice.
Yeah. All right. Well, if we're gonna, all right, I'm gonna trot this one out. This one feels like a weird choice, but it felt like I could not get away from it. And it probably sounds like how you imagine when you hear the name too. Pierre.
I don't have that, but that's a good one. That's a bit different for them. It's acoustic sounding.
In French. Very French.
Yeah.
I don't think I have it on my list.
All right. It was bound to happen. Like I said, that was a weird one that I couldn't get away from. I was like, all right, they want to do a French acoustic song? I'm into it. All right, Josh?
I'm going to go for Tree Among Shrubs. I think this is like a very distinctive song of theirs.
Yeah, I got that.
Dick.
It was on my short list, but not on my list.
Stop letting me down, mate.
At some point in this, we're going to have to start asking Jamie what is actually on his list.
I think I'm telling you one song at a time.
One at a time, yeah. All right, you're up, Jamie.
Porcelain.
Yeah, nice.
I don't have it, no.
You know what I wrote down for that song, Jeremy? I've got more angsty than most Men I Trust songs. And I don't know if that's the instrumentation. Like, it seems like there's not much synth here at all. It's just more of a guitar, bass, and drum thing. But I don't know. It just seems very grumpy, yeah. That song.
In yeah, a good I think way. The only synth is really in, like, the sparkle that happens throughout the song. But yeah, that makes sense. No, I do love the moodiness of this one. It's kind of like a Leave Me Alone, I'm Going to My Room kind of track.
Why Jamie likes it so much.
Leave me alone, I'm going to my room. Love it. Oh wait, I forgot to mark that one before I play it. How about Sugar.
Yes.
That was actually a late cut.
Oh, mate.
That was a good song live as well, but I think I chose for other songs and it's Ilk.
All right. Sugar gets two. We are going to it looks like we may end up with quite the conversation in the next round. All right.
Maybe my two's not looking so bad after all.
I know, right? This is.
I thought we were going to hit that at Sugar, but that's all right.
Yeah. What are you going to do? All right. Josh?
Well, on the topic of good live and also angsty Men I Trust songs, I'm going to go with Billy Toppy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. There we go.
It's different to a lot of their songs, and I respect it for that.
Isn't that it was another, one of their newer ones?
Yeah. It was one of their non-album
It could well
singles.
Be on an upcoming album or something, possibly.
Well, I don't know. Like, Justin, when I was looking through it all for, like, extra singles or whatever, like, it turns out Uncle Jazz has, like, 10 singles because they just kept pushing back the album, and that's why they ended up with, like, 570 songs in the track list because
that makes sense. Yeah.
They were, like, they've got little different mixes of the songs because they were just tinkering around with it, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I feel like if I was in a band and I had a song, like, I just recorded that was good, I wouldn't have the impulse control to not release it. So I respect them for that.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I think I've just realized, is the album V meant to be album cut? Is that what that's saying? So, you know, on Spotify, they have songs from Uncle Jazz and then they have album V in brackets around some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Could that possibly mean like album cut or something?
Nah, album version.
Ah.
So all of those songs had been released previously as a single. So, like, just from looking at it here, there's, like, legitimately 8 songs that were singles. That's a strong advertising campaign.
Album of singles.
Right?
Well, in most cases it would be, but this album has about 50 songs on it, so it's actually maybe they're just reflecting the overall track size. They're like 8 out of 50 is not that much.
I was wondering
it's a solid album.
I was wondering if it because it also kind of had a feel of like it was maybe a bunch of different like EPs or something that they ended up just putting together into one album. So the fact that it was kind of, they were making the album and kind of releasing the songs as they went. That makes a lot of sense to me. So, all right. So, let's see. Billy Tommy was Josh. Jamie, you are up. And we're at your two. So, with plenty of gameplay left.
There you go. I'm going to go with Again.
No.
And Again, I can't save you.
That's all right. I think it's weird. I think what I really like about this song is the vocals. The backing track for this is great, but I think like the desperation in the vocals is what I really enjoy about the song.
Yeah, and that's not a usual thing with Emma's vocals. Like, it only comes out in a few tracks.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Let's find out, shall we? How about Black Hole Era?
No. I do wish that they did cover Black Hole Sun, though. That would be an interesting listening exercise.
I'd be into it. All right, so...
I'll tell you what, they could play it, though, after seeing, you know, how good they are at their instruments. Maybe I'll send them an email. Send them a fax saying, yeah. Play Black Hole Sun, please.
They will do it immediately just for you. All right. Into the bin it goes. Josh, you were up?
I think I'll go with Tides. I'm surprised they didn't put this on a triple album.
I got it.
Nice.
Sorry, can you say that again? You kind of spazzed Tides. Out for me. Tides. No. Don't think I do. No, I don't.
Let me see here. So we got the 2-3 unanimously. And we're one away from not needing NTP. So, like, there's no stress here, at least. We're almost about halfway through, too. All right, Jamie?
I'm going to go with an Uncle Jazz one, because that seems to be pretty popular amongst us, and say, go with Say Can You Hear?
No.
No, and I think we may be wrong on that one, Josh, because that is one of the very few things that somebody answered. Was I can't remember if that's the one that you messaged me or if that's one of the ones, like, you tagged somebody on the post and they said.
Mm.
So we might be wrong here.
I think it was on the post, yeah.
Yeah, we might be
wrong. It's funny, and it's funny seeing different people's opinions. You're like, oh, maybe I should go back and listen to that.
Yeah, I only have a couple hours, and so I I couldn't this time.
Yeah.
All right. So back to me, huh? Hmm. How about Morse code?
Sorry.
Nope.
Oh, into the bin. All right. Josh?
I'm going to go with a song called Organon, purely because it kind of sounds like sort of mantra.
Unfortunately not.
Oh, gee.
Nope. It was on my short list again, but no.
Yeah, but your shortlist had 80 songs in it.
So yeah, apparently.
I can't tell if this one was ever in the list or not. It's very difficult.
All right, Jamie?
Let's mix it up and go with another one of their weird instrumental kind of vocalless songs. Sad Organ.
Oh, no.
Nah, sorry.
Again, I just love listening to how this song pans out. Without the vocals, it still had such a poppy tune going for it. And then it gets dark and brooding as it goes along.
Now,
I feel like Sad Organ is one of those songs that they never actually gave it a proper title. Like, that was just the working title and that was it. Like, Song 2 by Blur. Like, that is the title.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
I'm not taking a run at you here, Jamie, but has anything you put out, you offered, been picked up?
I've got him one unanimous, so...
Oh, yes, you're right. You got O-Dub. That's right. That was you.
And that's it. Jamie's like, job done. Hooroo, I'm out. You know, one song.
Jeez, fellas.
Now I'm just going to throw out random ones. Maybe he's just a very good bloke and he's like, you know what, Josh has just said he hasn't actually had a final say, I'm just gonna make up song titles and I'm sure the rest of the boys won't have them.
Yeah.
You got like Sad Organ again, like they're just words.
Those are just words. That's one of the song titles. Those are just words. All right, back to me. I've kind of gone cold too, so I don't know why I'm running my mouth. How about Days Go By?
No.
No. Damn. No. Would you believe that was in my initial shortlist?
I mean, I guess technically.
I thought that was a Daryl Braithwaite song. Days Go By. God, that's hyper-Australian, that. Sorry, probably wouldn't get the context.
All right, Josh?
Let's go for... this song's just very, very tender and sweet. This song, Pines.
Hmm. No.
It's a similar story for what I've been saying this whole time.
Oh, it's in the 180 song. Yeah, shortlist.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the shortlist of all the albums.
His shortlist was the
you
whole thing.
You can't tell. Yeah. I very much enjoy just picking out random numbers and just saying, oh, yeah, one of the 480 songs.
Honestly, you could...
Constant source of humor to me. Just me.
You could just go random album number, random album track, and it'd probably be one of their best songs. That's just how their quality level is.
Oh.
Yeah, as I said, compliment and also could be a negative purely for this game.
Yeah, detriment when it comes to this. But this is pretty much what I expected, unfortunately.
Mm.
Although I will admit, I expected a couple more twos. All right. So Josh was last. Jamie?
I'm going to go for another one of the more recent ones that I hope people have because I find it pretty chill and poppy. Ring of Past.
That was in my short list, which isn't 180 songs, but it is not in my top 20.
It did not make mine either.
I did write down bass groove boppy, so it got two compliments.
There you go. Wowzers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, there's still a good chance here. I still have 9 out and about. How about All Night?
No, sorry. I know what Jamie's going to say. Oh, yeah, you know, this song's on my short list. Oh, you know, sorry.
Not this one.
Oh, okay. It just did not register ever. Okay. Oh,
he's
boy.
Kidding. I reckon it was on his short list.
Yeah, I think now...
Oh,
now
actually, sorry. It was on my short list.
Oh, there you go. See? There you go.
It was number 23.
Oh, my God.
Again, it probably was in there initially.
Close, too. So close. That was me. I was up all night.
So close. All right. Josh.
I'm going to go with Found Me.
Yeah.
I enjoy their songs that have more of a reliance on guitar because it's like a nice point of difference.
I got it.
Happy days.
I do not.
We are officially out of NTP, which is good. Although, I mean, would it be the worst to take one of these out of the trash? Not really. But, all right. Jamie?
Let's go with 7.
Yeah, that was a very good song live.
I bet you.
Shout out to Jesse Caron for his guitar playing on that one.
I bet you if I saw them live, I would have had it on my list.
Well, like, I remember before I saw that, I don't know, there was something about the guitar tone of the in that track that used to annoy me when I first listened to it. But then every time I listen to the rest of the song, I'm like, oh, this is really good. But for whatever reason, when I first started listening to that, I never really got to that stage. But then I got used to it.
It's such a happy-go-lucky song, sort of, though.
Mm. Yeah. And yeah, it's sort of reflected in the energy of it. It doesn't, like, limp along. It's, you know, that's probably the reason that it translated well live, because it, you know, it had that nice mood to it.
That makes sense.
A bit more upbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, Jammo, that was a 2 Jammo.
Yeah. Good for him.
Well, I only had to go to the bottom of my 20 to grab it, but.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
How about Space Is the Place?
Unfortunately not, and I'm spewing because there is a Blur song that I love that is quite prominent at the end of the song, him just saying Space Is the Place, so almost chose it for those reasons rather than anything actually constructive or intelligent.
Yeah, it's unfortunately not on my list either.
I was actually hoping it was going to be a Space Hog cover, but... All right. Josh?
Okay, so... this song, for some reason, I find very nostalgic. There's like a sort of sense of longing for the past in this song. That's my bad interpretation, but it's called Something in Water.
Mm. Nope.
I think the song is in water.
The song's in the backwater of my short list, but not on my list.
It's in your pool.
The very large
pool. It's in my pool.
Very large pool. It's ocean-sized pool.
We've been bugging him to get a pool for ages, but he's got a puddle out the back, so that'll have to do.
One of those clamshell pools is what I'll get one day.
All right, Jamie?
Let's go with Stay True.
Yes.
Sorry, mate. All
right.
But you got number two.
Well, I think talking about album rep, I think the first album, I can't tell because in my list it's not highly repped, but this is the one from the first album that I was like, yes, I'll put this in my list of 20.
Oh, all right. I think I'm just going to dump out because I only got like 5 left. All right, let's see. What have I done here?
One. I got 8 left, so.
All right, let's see if I can find you here. How about Break for Lovers?
Yes.
Oh.
Nah, sorry, mate.
Oh, I actually did. All right, and then next, Plain View.
Sorry.
Plain View. No.
Okay. One, and then Air?
No.
No.
Okay. Shoulders?
Nope.
Nope.
All right. And last but not least, Hard to Let Go.
No.
No.
Oh, all right.
Apparently well, not hard to let go.
Not very hard to let go at all for you guys. Josh, you won the final say, so keep that in your back pocket.
Oh, shit.
Keep that in your back pocket.
Happy days.
And if you want to see if you can find Jamie with whatever you got left.
Well, this,
and this is where he'll start hitting all the mines. So.
I'm just going to say this one, because this song actually grew my estimation. I have a student in my school that's learning guitar, but he finds little clips on TikTok with like chord, you know, they have little chord patterns on them and the mini tab while they play along to the song. And it was showing me how. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've actually seen this band. And I actually taught him how to play the main, I wouldn't call it a riff, but the motif of the song, and grew my estimation after that. So I'm going to have to say, show me how.
Mm.
Yeah, I've got that on my list.
Nice. Doing it for Luigi. That's his name. Am I just throwing it out there? Sorry, yeah. I'm just waffling on now. Before Dawn, because this like vaguely reminds me of like an old Western sort of guitar line in this one.
Yep, that's on my list too.
Yeah, that tremolo. Okay.
That makes me...
Next song, I think this is the first song I ever heard from them, and this is... You guys probably don't have it, but this song's called Lauren. It's interesting because the two vocalists are harmonizing together on this song. And then now when they play it live, you know, we all know how Emma sings, but she sort of sings out, if that makes sense, more for this song, maybe because there was a different vocalist on this, but I liked it because as much as she's good at the breathy stuff, it was cool hearing her sing out more, if that makes sense, using more her voice more powerfully. Yeah, it's an interesting one.
I don't have that one.
And for the record, yep, that was one of the ones I think in the message you sent me, is somebody said Lauren.
Yeah, I wonder if that was something that popped up in the algorithms on Spotify a bit, because, you know, we've got to discover them somehow, and I'm pretty sure that's how I heard them somewhere.
What album's that one off?
It's like a
that's just a single, yeah, but it's from 2016.
Ah, okay. So
it's a while back. But yeah. Oh yeah, and that was one of my friends, Kyle, but he's another person that, you know, I think got into them. I wouldn't even call it organically, but that's how Spotify does it these days. It just songs will pop up from certain bands, and then after a while you're like, oh, I've actually liked a couple of their songs. I should probably, you know, listen to their albums more. That's the new way. Although, yes, then you'll get Jamie, who says, I don't listen to singles. I've never listened to a single in my life. It's all album tracks, all in order. I've never skipped a song.
I don't not listen to singles, mate. Come on. Steady on. I just enjoy the experience of a front-to-back album. And my Spotify Wrapped had come up to the same conclusion. Like, I didn't need an algorithm to let me know that. But, you know, it's nice to know that it's validated.
It's like the JOMO's the programmed IT crowd type thing. It's like, have you tried turning it off and on? just play that on the message beep.
But if you want to get my attention, put it in a continuous mix of music, and you know, I'll more likely put it on my list compared to just a standalone banger. It's just how my mind functions.
That's why there's 780 songs in the short list. Jamo, have you got Dorian in your short list?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That is probably one of their more instrumental tracks. Next, I'm going to throw out You Deserve This.
I don't have that one.
Well, I deserve that for hanging shit on you. and then my last one here is one of the only sort of early era songs I have, called Curious Fish. You can sort of tell it's from an early era. I don't know if I'm bullshitting, but it has more youthful exuberance is a note I put down here, which is weird.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not on my list either.
All right, but he did get a couple of years.
But my remaining four are Numb, Sorbitol, Lifelong Song, and Tail Whip.
I like that because it sounds like a Pokemon attack.
That's exactly what I think every time I hear that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's a Pokemon move, isn't it?
That was one of the other ones that in that message, Tail Whip.
Yeah.
So let's see.
And you know what? I looked back at my last FM just to see what I heard early on from them, and that was something that popped up. But obviously didn't have the lasting impression that others might have.
Well, this kind of went the way we thought it would. Crazily enough, you two matched up a whole bunch, like on the dump out, which doesn't always happen. And I made fun of Jamie, but I had 10 misses, and I think he only had like 8. So we did get 2 through. O-Dove, Billy Toppy. So Josh has won the final say. Let's see, what do we got here in the convo? We got 14 that we need to trim down to 7 before we get to Josh's final say. So let's run down these twos. We got A Cycle, I Hope to Be Around, Norton Commander, Tree Among Shrubs, Porcelain, Sugar, Tides, Found Me, 7, Stay True, Break for Lovers, Show Me How, Before Dawn, and Dorian. Josh, is there one that we're looking at here that you feel like, man, we all should have had that one?
Yeah, I Hope to Be Around. You know, just reminds me of autumn, and that bass line just boom, 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 boom. If a bass line gets stuck in my head, it should be in there.
All right.
Very and if it was logic. On my list, I can't argue with that at all.
Yeah. I was the odd man.
Well, there. You can if you want.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Can.
Oh, and I have in the past, but...
I was the odd man out there. Let's go ahead and grab that one. So same question to you, Jamie. Is there one that was out there that you can't believe didn't get all three of us?
Sorry, can you just run through the list again?
Sure. A Cycle, Norton Commander, Tree Among Shrubs, Porcelain, Sugar, Tides, Found Me, Seven, Stay True, Break for Lovers, Show Me How, Before Dawn, and Dorian.
Well, I think out of that list, I'm actually going to be a bit cheeky and put forward two because they're in my top five, and that's Porcelain and Sugar. I think both of those, in my opinion, should be in that list of songs or in the final mix of songs.
All right, so I didn't have Porcelain. I have no problem backing that. Are you going to hold him out on Sugar, Josh?
For now, just because I'm interested to see where the discussion goes. But I think Porcelain's a good choice. That adds a bit of variety to the playlist, you know, because it's more of a guitar-led song. So I think that's a good choice. Sugar, that was in my backups, but I'm curious to see where the conversation goes. So for now, I wouldn't say no, but maybe we'll just put it away for now and then bring it back.
Okay, all right. So we're up to four though. I guess maybe is there one that you're kind of looking at that doesn't belong here anymore, Josh?
Yeah, so I might choose one of mine instead of picking one of the others. As much as I like a song like Dorian, it's more like mainly an instrumental, and that can be something for someone to discover when they listen to the album. So I think. Right.
Unless you doth protest, Jamie.
I mean, I guess it in that kind of reasoning, it is a nice song to kind of stumble upon and go, this is pretty chill. But I do love how light and airy it is. And it's hard for me to go, oh, yeah, I definitely don't think this should be in it. If we're trying to get a coherent list of songs, it probably does stand out more. But that's probably why... made it onto my list because it does stand out more.
Does it?
I think
I reckon it just fits in very nicely with the album it's on. Like it's one of those mid-album songs you're like, oh, this is nice, and you know, I'm enjoying it. But it's not, you know, the very nature of it. It's not going to stand out as much as you know one of some of the more distinctive songs. I like the song, but I think at this stage. If you're making a song of a playlist of 10 and you have to chop off something, I think it's one that you can chop off and let them discover later on.
Especially as much nice things as we've said about that record specifically. So, if nothing else.
And someone listening to this will hear us speak nicely about the track for longer than some of the others. So they'll be like, you know what? I'll listen to Dorian.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so I'll ask you the same question, Jamie. Is there one that you're looking at that you're like, sure, this is a great song, but it really doesn't stand a chance?
Again, I think I need that list again.
All right. A Cycle, Norton Commander, Tree Among Shrubs, Sugar, which we're putting on pause for the moment. Tides, Found Me, Seven, Stay True, Break for Lovers, Show Me How, and Before Dawn.
I mean, I don't have any feeling towards a cycle, so I'm happy to cut that one out.
Ooh.
I'm going to argue with that purely because I think I think you need to have some sort of representation from the early stuff. And we barely had any, and you know, I'm as guilty as that as anyone. I think I only had two from early on. But I think that's a good song to add, because it, especially, and even if you put in the 2021 version or whatever, it's an example of what their music sounded like early on. But you've got two versions you can check out.
Yeah, and I get that.
Vocalist, and it's definitely, I think this is one of their more moody songs. It's very tense. I think this song, and it's the first one you chose, I think, Justin, wasn't it? Or one of the first you suggested today. I don't know. I wouldn't be cutting that off. I think there's other songs that you cut off first before that.
I mean, if you want a representation or something from the early stuff, I would say Stay True. I mean, yeah, even listening to it.
Justin chose his first, so I feel like he's made his choice. Nah, I can see what... I just think, like, you can cut off one of the other ones I've suggested, but that's one I'd argue for, purely because, as I said, it was one of their best early songs, and they've brought it back, and it still sounds good today, even with, like, you know, different instrumentation. I wouldn't cut that off.
So, I mean, I'm cutting off purely because it's not in my shortlist.
It's one of
my pool of a shortlist, or the ocean of shortlists, so...
You could cut off Found Me or something like that, which is also... I don't think that song was on your shortlist.
No, I don't think that one was either. So, I mean, if you're happy to cut that one off from what we're saying, I'm happy to cut it off as well.
All right. So
you... I don't really mind, but, you know, I think that's an important song in their narrative. And especially you putting in a playlist for someone, something from earlier on, and then if a person likes it, you know, they're going to discover the other version later. I just think it's, I think as a song, it's just very interesting, even if it's not necessarily in your shortlist. It's something that if they do take a deep dive into Men I Trust, they'd be like, oh, they've recorded, like the same thing I did. Oh, they recorded this again. And then listening to it and, you know, learning about the song. I don't know. I just think it's an interesting song that should be on a playlist.
So here, let me parse what I'm hearing here before I cut anything. The way Jamie is framing it makes me want to ask the question, because now we can look at album representation. The two that we have from that first record are A Cycle and Stay True. Jamie has said, if we're going to keep one, it's Stay True. So I guess the question is, is there technically room for both? Are we taking both, or is this a one or the other situation?
Mm. I do feel like they got better over time. But you've got to have something in there.
Right.
You've got to have at least one. Particularly if we're down to the twos round. Where we're gonna end up with a lot of songs from Uncle Jazz, or Uncle Jazz, however you say it, an Untouchable album anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like A Cycle's got more history to it than Found Me. So if you're not not Found Me, sorry. Then Stay True. So you can go either or.
I'm just trying to listen to one or two. Trying to listen to both Cycle tracks and figure out how they differ. Because
it's more the production. It's a lot. The later version's a lot more dense. And I suppose. Like more, I think they've based around Emma's type of vocals, and they're sort of not their niche, but sort of their niche. Actually, where they hit with their like sort of consistent sound later on, the early one is a bit more sparse.
Sounding. Yeah, and I think that's why when I listen to them both now, I'm like the later one interests me more, and I think overall. the Untourable album, I think, is just brilliant. I think it's a great album to listen to. And that song fits in pretty nicely in that album overall. I mean, again, we used our weird ways to justify songs and the reason why it might or might not have been on my list. Based on plays alone, all of their other tracks in that album have millions of plays. A Cycle has thousands, so it doesn't even break 100,000. It's their least played track on that album.
Well, that's a bonus. It's a bonus track, though. It's not actually on the album.
Yeah, but it's still on Spotify. I don't think you can listen to the album.
No, but it wasn't added to the album till later.
Okay.
You can't really use, like, if we're gonna use plays in that way, like you can frame it however you want, but I don't think you can do that because we never even listened to that as part of the album when we first got into the album. It's more a bonus track.
I'm trying to remember because this listening to the later version, I'm like, this sounds good, and I can't remember if it was on there when I did my cut or not initially. I mean, if we're going to add it, I would say I'd like to add the Untourable version. But I don't think that's what you're leaning towards. I think you're leaning towards the older one, right?
No, I just think the song in general should be added. Because no matter if someone gets into it, they're going to find the other version anyway.
Yeah. So, allow me then, maybe we can play Dealmaker here. Because I think this covers all. Because if you guys recall, and go back and listen, folks, if you don't, I said I was happy to take either version. I was offering up the first one because it fits that thing that I always look for when I'm listening to a band. Hey, you hit track one, album one, told me what the band is, and that's why I picked it. I think we scratch both itches if we take the newer version of Ice of A Cycle and then take Stay True as our representation from the first record.
Mm. Yeah.
If everybody is open to that.
It's a good idea.
All right.
Okay.
So let's grab that. This is technically a first in deprogrammed history. And then we'll get scroll up. Where were we? Stay True. And I think that brings us up to 6. So we still have plenty
it's not necessarily a Welcome to Paradise Kaplunk and Dookie type conversation where they basically sound, you know, it's just right. A bit of production, like it's 7 years later. Mm-hmm. It's not 2 years later. It's such a long time to revisit a track, which is interesting.
All right, so we still have 7, 8, and 9 before Josh's final say. So, is it time to revisit Sugar, or do you still want to kind of wait on that?
Well, Sugar, like, you guys both had Sugar, and that was in my shortlist, so...
And your shortlist was actually short.
Yeah. And that was a good song live, so I feel like you could put that in.
All right.
You know, people will enjoy that song.
All right, so that brings us up to 7. All right, so... if each of you... We'll give each of you one... that you can fight for here. We'll go with Jamie first. Norton Commander, Tree Among Shrubs, Tides, Found Me, 7, Break for Lovers, Show Me How, Before Dawn. Do you have one that you wanted to offer up as number 8?
Out of all of those,
yeah,
the one that's highest on my list is Break for Lovers. And then the second highest is Show Me How. So I would go for either of those two. Again, Norton Commander, though, and I believe A Tree for Shrubs weren't too far away from my A Tree Among Tribes, sorry, where it's a bit further away, but Norton Commander, Break for Lovers, or Show Me How, either of those, I would be saying yes, I want that in the list.
Do you have an inclination, Josh, towards one of those three?
I think Norton Commander, because I think that was only just below Jamo's 20 from memory. We had that as well.
Yep.
It was in my 20 at some point, and I think I trimmed it out. But if it does come back in, and I do love the kind of rhythm it has in the, or the guitar rhythm it has in the chorus.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's it as well. Like, even though it's got the usual sort of Men I Trust things, like, you know, sort of phased synths and the bass lines, it seems a bit more upbeat. So I think that'll be a good addition to it.
All right, so that brings us up to 8. And then since you have the final say, well, all right, so before... So I want to keep this in the back pocket. Jamie's already offered up Break for Lovers and Show Me How. Is there another one that you would want to offer before those two, Josh?
Yeah, I think Tree Among Shrubs is a song that would be good for a playlist like this. I feel like it's a pretty distinctive song for theirs. Like the guitar line in itself. You know, it's different. I think that'd be a nice addition.
However, I just want to point out there, have we got anything from Headroom currently in that list?
No. Yeah, we've got... isn't Stay not? True from Headroom? Or is no, that
Stay True self-titled? Is from self-titled. So...
Yes. So I think in that case, to have... at least some representation from all of their albums. Maybe Break for Lovers would be something to add in, because I don't think we have anything else from Headroom.
But then you might also say that Tides isn't even on an album. It's a single, and how are people going to discover it otherwise? That's not the one I was going to put up, but you know, you can, you can take it either way. Another one you suggested was Show Me How. But I think people will discover that anyway, because I just looked before, and that's their most played song on Spotify, I believe.
Okay.
That's 376 million. That it must be TikTok. 376 million.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Fucking hell. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it has to be something like that. Ridiculous. It's also funny that their second, or not, I don't think it's the second most played, but one of the highest ones is the opener to Uncle Jazz, self-titled Uncle Jazz, which is it's a less than a minute, just random array of vocals and instrumentals. But that aside, I still would be putting my hat in for Break for Lovers.
All right, so... A compromise here, unless Josh is playing games trying to get two in. A compromise here would be to allow Break for Lovers to pass, and then Josh could use Final Say for Tree Among Shrubs. I guess we got to see how crafty Josh is trying to be. Are you trying to fight for two?
Well, that's eight songs, isn't it? If Break for Lovers and Tree gets in, isn't it?
If they both get in, that'll take us up to 10, because we're at 8 right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. That's what I thought it was anyway.
You know,
I'm like, yeah, right.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to make your decision for you, but all right. So that's the compromise then. All right. Tree Among Shrubs is our final say. Let me type that in. I like having that notated, even though I'll never open this again, probably. All right. I think that gets us there. Yes, it does. All right. So I'm going to run this down. O Dove, Billy Toppy, I Hope to Be Around, Porcelain, Stay True, A Cycle, Sugar, Norton Commander, Break for Lovers, Tree Among Shrubs. Josh, out of those 10, which one is the one?
Oh, this is hard because the two have got that we've all agreed on, O-Dove and Billy Toppy. I love O-Dove, but I don't even see that as the strongest track on Untouchable album. And then Billy Toppy is a good track, but it's also not necessarily a typical track of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be breaking every rule I've made in my head from playing these shows. So let's just open it. What do you guys think out of O-Dove and Billy Toppy? Why do you think one of those songs should be the lead off track?
I've got O-Dove as number one. I do agree Billy Toppy probably shouldn't be the lead-off track because it doesn't match a lot of their other songs. It is different, but it is also their newest stuff and it could be just another direction they're going to go to. Did we have Porcelain in that list? I forget.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah. So Porcelain is That's my number two. Ones. Yeah, Porcelain's my number two. So
that's similar to Billy Toppy.
Yeah, it's a bit I guess. Different. I mean, O-Dove, you listen to O-Dove and you go, yes, this is like very clearly their sound. It's probably, to me, it stands out. That's why it's my number one.
Mm.
So to me, it really boils down to what do we want to do? Because if you want to give what kind of says this is Men I Trust, I feel like you go O-Dove. If you go this is also Men I Trust, not exactly what they do, but is just a really good catchy song, you go Billy Toppy and hope that they're not, I don't want to say disappointed, but they're not tricked. That's not what they sound like.
Yeah.
So if...
Could we go either Sugar or I Hope to Be Around, which are kind of a mix, I feel like, of... It's almost an in-between of Billy Toppy and Porcelain, sort of a bit more upbeat, but not so poppy.
They sound like singles. Like, well, they have 100,000 singles. But they have that quality to them. Like, and you could just see it in the reaction when they play those songs live.
Look, I think I Hope to Be Around is probably a good one because it can stand on its own and it's a good, like, for the first track to listen to this band if you want to try and get into them. It's a really good introduction between their not their extremes, but you know what I mean, like their poppy and more deeper tracks.
It also contains Dreaminess, which is critically important.
And before you even get into the vocals on that track, the bass line like is something that it gets stuck in your head anyway. You know, as much as I would have liked to have put one of their death metal songs on top. I'm biased to that song because that's my number one. But I think that's the song I've used trying to introduce people into the band as well. So I suppose I've already done that as a deprogrammed type G up.
There we go.
But yeah, no, I'd be happy. I'd be happy with that.
Look at to me, it's funny. You win the final say. I basically take the final say for you, and we break your own rules. For the number one. It's wild. It's a wild, wild night on Deprogrammed. All right, so we got it, though. I Hope to Be Around is our number one. Let me rewind that so we can start it from the top. Get back here. There we go. I think people will agree when they hear it. All right. Let me run it from the top. I Hope to Be Around is our number one. O-Dove, Billy Toppy, Porcelain, Stay True, A Cycle, Sugar, Norton Commander, Break for Lovers, and Tree Among Shrubs. rounds out our 10. So let's let I Hope to Be Around get a moment in the sun. I hope to be around the day regret has been true. I think we did well. This is definitely meant I trust.
Yeah, we got there after an hour of time. Could be longer.
You've got to exaggerate it, Jamo. An hour, you just add on 3 or 4 to that.
Yes.
It's like when you play cricket, if you score 15 runs, when someone asks how you went, I scored 30-odd. Sorry, it should probably come up for baseball analogy, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a good one for all the Americans listening. What is cricket?
You gotta understand how many hits did you get today, or what's your RBI? I don't know.
I think how many bases did you run to? I don't know. I don't know baseball, and I think a lot of Americans, even though it's a very American heavy sport, a lot of Americans probably don't know baseball all that well either, from my understanding.
Yeah,
so
it's not a very popular sport.
You're making a big assumption there, Jamo. Like, I've never been there, and I probably know a handful at most, but I think that one of their national sports, people don't really understand it.
I mean, I think...
Just from the vibes picked up.
This is sort of off topic, but I'm pretty sure baseball is bigger in like Japan and South Korea than it is in America, possibly.
And if you want to... That's
an after the fact.
Yeah, if you want to hear Jamie step in it some more, listen to this after the fact. Patreon.com/ohhijustin is where you can go to get in on that. $1 a month gets you in the door. It gets you, it actually got you literally today as we record this, it got you early access to voting for the Best of 23 episode. By the time this episode actually airs, though, the episode will probably have already been recorded, so you might be too late. But it also gets you access to Deprogram before the rest of the world. It gets the aforementioned after the fact conversation goes right to Patreon as soon as we're done. Gets you access to certain deprogram Discord channels, all sorts of great stuff for $1 a month, and it really helps me go, hey, people like what I do, so that's cool. You can also go to legionstupid.com, and you can go to the top left hand corner, I believe, is where the Discord link is. You click that, it'll take you to our Discord. You can join, and we count in there. It's fun, it's dumb, all sorts of great stuff happens in the Legion of Stupid Discord. We converse about Deprogrammed, we got a music bot boy now, all sorts of stuff. It's great. What else? Patreon's done, Discord is done, legionstupid.com. You can listen to the show there. If you want to play, there's actually a sign-up sheet there. You click on podcast, click on Deprogrammed. Maybe halfway down, there's a sign-up sheet. Tell me what band you want to talk about, and we will figure it out. We will get you in here to come talk about whatever band you want to talk about, as long as it's not one we've already done. Also, we're a podcast, so that means whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on, hit subscribe. Would appreciate that a great deal, or I guess on Spotify, it's follow. And then on every episode, I always ask, what do you consider essential, whatever band we're talking about? So if you think we got our list wrong, that's the place to vent about it. You can just tell us what it was. But if you're going to do that, por favor, a 5-star would be awesome. Give us a 5-star rating. It really helps on Spotify if you give the show a 5-star rating. I don't know what it does if you give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, but I would appreciate that too. All that, I think it covers everything. I think I said everything. Yeah. With that being said, men I trust. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.